listener production.
Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show for the last time.
The last one.
The last.
How long has it been? 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
400 episodes?
We basically haven't missed a week.
No.
Apart from the like 4 weeks over Christmas where we took a break, which we didn't even take a break in the first year.
No, we just went all the way through. We did 2 years without stopping.
We rolled through. Didn't miss one. Like not even sickness, not even like global pandemics, nothing stopped the episodes coming out.
No.
We have like done so much outrageous stuff.
It's been so fun. I've actually been looking through and maybe we'll go more into this because we're going to do a bit of a reflection and then a bit of an explanation too, because we've had a lot of the showies have come with us from the start.
Yeah.
So we feel like we owe them an explanation as to why this is all happening. So maybe first up we'll do explanation and what was the other
one? Then
word
we'll play the hits. We'll
do reflection. Reflection and explanation first. Yeah. But, you know, we've got a couple of things that will also be happening this show. Yeah. We've got a quiz to win.
Exactly right. The final time for the Adam and Simon Show.
Do you want to do a happy Wendy?
Go for it. You can do it.
Happy Wendy, everyone. Happy Wendy for the final time on the Adam and Simon Show.
The three words, play the music. So, Simon, this is our moment to reflect on the Adam and Simon Show for the last 4 years because, like we've said a few times, we're wrapping up for now. Mm. And the very first thing we should do is thank everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so funny. Like, when we started this show, it was like 4 years ago. It's wild to think back to, one, what the media landscape was like in that podcasts were a thing, but they weren't a thing like they are now. Like now, like everybody has one. Mm. Everybody has one and they pop them off at the drop of a hat and that's fun and that's great. And that's like the exciting thing. But back then that probably wasn't the case. So when we did start it, we were kind of going into this like uncharted territory. And we didn't really know why. And we knew why we were doing it.
Yep.
And that's part of the reason why we're not going to continue doing it.
Yeah.
But what would happen? But what did happen was we formed this like really like tight community, like much more community than I ever could have imagined it would happen.
And that's all of you, Shelby. The listeners that have come along for the journey, even the ones that have like dipped in and out or that have everyone has come along for some part of the journey, which was a definitely an unexpected thing about how engaged everyone was in our lives from things like, I mean, it's not like we've played the classics a while ago, but having random people go up to Justin in the street and say, hey, show, where's my whack-a-mole? Like stuff like that is wild.
It's still so funny. Like every time we walk together and people come and they're like, oh, happy Wayne, mate. You're like, that's...
We go, love the podcast.
So great. Mm. Like it feels like on a purely egotistical stand, it feels great. Mm. But it doesn't feel great because people are rewarding you or recognizing you. It feels great because you feel a part of something. Mm. And that's always, well, you know, it would be a lie for me to say that's what we always wanted because it's not ever what we wanted because we didn't know that would, that's like wasn't in the realm of thinking.
So our first thank you, just to run through the thank yous. Mm. Our first one, because like Simon said, we didn't know what we were doing at the start. We're recording on a Monday night at 10:30 p.m. in the Moreland City band room, in the only soundproof room that we knew existed, with a shitty pre-Sonus recording like thing. We recruited the only person who we knew how to edit audio, that was my now brother-in-law, Justin, who everyone knew and like really loved, much to his annoyance. They really loved him.
And he got dubbed show on the very first episode.
Yeah.
By pure accident. Like that was never a planned thing.
Yeah.
And then for 3 years, strangers called him show.
Yeah.
I still have people come up to me and say, what's show up to?
Yeah.
which is great because it's just
so
like,
the first thank you goes to the big guy, Show.
Big Showman.
Because we know that it was a slog getting up, like coming to the City Band Room at 10 p.m. at night on a Monday, having to edit the audio and talk garbage with us. So we really appreciate it.
And there were some definite nights where he did not want to be there.
Oh, did he not want to be there?
But there were some nights where he didn't want to be there at the start, but by the end he was having a great time. And then there were other nights where he was just in full force. And I think his skill cannot be underappreciated. Mm. Like, while he is this character that, you know, keeps the rules and all of these things, it was actually exactly what we needed to make the show as good as it was early on.
Yeah.
So like a massive thank you to Justin, because he was like a big guide for us, because we didn't know, and that was an industry that he worked in. So
yeah. And then our next show version was Cassie.
Yes.
So thank you to Cassie, even though a brief period over like a summer.
Yep.
Thank you to Cassie for getting involved in the show and for being a part of all the mimic and the stupid stuff we did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Ed. Obviously, he's in his wife runs listening to this.
He'll be crying.
He will be.
Dripping tears onto the wife
he
runs.
He will be.
Hopefully, he's get those Cheeto stains out.
Big Eddie P. Mate, just like running up his data bill like no one's business.
Yep.
Listen. Ed, we appreciate you. We couldn't have made it without you for a long time.
Mm.
So thank you for being a part of it. And then more recently, Bron, again, very brief. And we've really shut it down on you, so sorry and thank you.
Sorry about that, Bron. Sorry, but thank you, Bron. You have I'm okay saying this. Have easily and most successfully brought a level of professionalism to this show that was required, I would say.
That maybe didn't exist.
Yeah, and we appreciate that, and it's definitely meant as a compliment that the things that you brought to the show made it better for sure, and it made it better for us, and it made it way more enjoyable for us. Not enjoyable enough to keep doing it, but way more enjoyable.
And each of the shows have brought something different to that. So from Justin, Cassie, Ed, and Bron, we thank all four of you.
To our accessory team, KV.
Yeah KV.
Our first intern.
Yep, our intern's intern.
Our intern's intern. So background on KV, we put a call out for interns. She decided that she was moving to Melbourne.
From Sydney.
She drove from Sydney to Melbourne on the same day that she had an interview with us. We hired her on the spot.
With a car. She had literally a car full of all of her worldly possessions.
We hired her on the spot, and then she came to her first recording without having been home yet.
Yeah.
And then stuck around and is still part of Adam and Simon Folklore.
Yeah.
She still comes to the Christmas party, which is great. And it's, you caught up with her and went to the footy last week. We're so lucky to have made KV as one of our friends.
Because initially we asked all the showies we wanted an intern, basically because we wanted free labor to make videos for us.
Correct.
And what we got was a friend who was awesome at her job.
Unbelievable. I always remember seeing her resume and texting you and saying, well, she's far too qualified for us.
I know.
It was like intimidatingly qualified.
Yeah. Hers was an actual resume.
Yeah. It was very, very impressive, and it had like, it was great.
Yeah.
But it was, so thank you to KV. Thank you to Bella, our intern's intern.
Yeah.
She took us to the new frontier.
She did TikTok.
Launched our TikTok.
She did.
Our TikTok goes pretty well.
It does.
It goes pretty well.
We also had our intern's intern's intern.
Yep. Ari.
Yep.
Ari was with us for a little bit of time. She was a little bit more behind the scenes. And that's one of the other things, I suppose, that we enjoyed from the show, or I enjoyed especially, was giving opportunity and learning opportunities for people as we learned and passing on that knowledge. So, and that's always available. So if anyone is out there and they've got any questions about podcasting or anything like that, just hit us up, because we've made a lot of them.
Made mistakes, so made successes.
Made a lot of mistakes, made a couple of wins, so we can kind of filter them for you. So let us make the mistakes and then just learn from us. Our video producer, Pat.
Yes.
Who makes all of our videos. He's a legend. He's been so good. He's been with us for maybe 6 months.
Yep. All the more recent. When you saw there was regular videos coming out with captions, most of them were done by Pat.
Yep. Correct. He's been really, really good. So thank you to Pat.
That's fantastic. We also had Link, the master of all our audio. We dropped Link's name whenever it'd be like, Link will put something good in here.
And he usually would and save the show.
Yeah, that was just a level of trust that we had with Link, because he's awesome at his job. So Link, we know you. I mean, I think you legally, or your job requires you to listen to this. So thank you, Link. We appreciate you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of our correspondents around the place.
Joey.
Yep.
Matt O'Man.
Far out.
No, there's a big group of you, and you'll know who you are. The community and everybody that engaged, everyone that came to the live show, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you were sick.
I didn't go. Yeah. But that's fine.
I had a great time.
I didn't go, yeah.
I had a great time. And then importantly, Showies, every single one of you for like donating an hour and a half of your week each week to listen to us.
Yeah. It cannot be undersold how much we appreciate that you choose of all the podcasts, you've chosen to listen to ours and you've enjoyed it and you've engaged with it and you've been active participants. But that probably brings us to why we're stopping.
Yeah.
And really, one of the major reasons we are stopping is because of the way we feel about the Showies and the loyalty we feel towards them and the thanks that we feel towards them. We feel like of late, and it was probably highlighted by the break because, as we said, we kind of haven't had a break. So we haven't had time to step back and really think and appreciate what we've been doing and what we do and because you're in it. You know, you can't see like the forest through the trees.
Running on the hamster wheel. Yeah. And then we took a break, went to Europe for a few weeks. I don't know if you know, Simon went to Europe.
I actually went to Europe.
And we got off the hamster wheel and we were like, oh, geez, I'm a bit cooked.
Yeah. And it was very much like what we were, and you know, those best of shows too really highlighted to us like the greatness of the show. Because, you know, moments of vulnerability, I don't think that I personally have been performing as well on the show probably for the last 6 months.
I think it goes for both of us.
Yeah.
There's just the level of commitment. Not commitment, because we're always committed to come in, but it's more so the show sort of ran itself without having to be like, all right, let's creatively change or move things and make it into a different form. So we would just come in, we would do the show, have fun while we do it. But then it was the thinking about the show when the show wasn't on that was required that we probably didn't put in.
Yeah. Just like you hear it when like sports people retire and they say that like the mind was willing, but the body couldn't do what the mind was doing. And we probably felt a bit like that. It's like, oh yeah, I really want to make a podcast, but weren't willing to put in the work around it to make it as good as it could be. And we feel that kind of responsibility to everyone that chooses this podcast to listen to put forward the best product possible and the best experience and create the best community. And you'll see that like we weren't as engaged on socials and we weren't as engaged. Well, I mean, always in real life, always engaged and probably the preferred version, but definitely on socials, like Adam and myself took a step back and let Pat run it. And he did a great job, but you know, when people listen to us talk, they probably want to talk to us when they're contacting. Mm. And that, if we're not going to commit to doing that, we felt like it was a better decision to pull back from everything and come at it again in the future with something new, but something more committed and something like done with the full force of what we can do.
Yeah.
'Cause what we can do, and we're really, really confident that what we can do when we really put our mind and our energy to it is something really great. And it's something that is a bit different to what else is out there. But we think when we're running in that kind of first and second gear stuff, we're really just putting out.
First and second gear is good, but it's not great. And we want to make something great.
Correct.
And I think that, I mean, to be fully honest with all the Showies, one of the reasons that we started a podcast was we were like, be good practice for radio, get behind a microphone, be able to just practice talking to each other.
Yeah.
And
because it's been a dream of ours that we would really love to host a radio show. Mm-hmm. We'd like to, you know, host like a drive or a breakfast radio or something like that. And that's, as Adam said, that's why we started doing it. So we started doing it to practice on the microphone, to practice telling stories, to have things to show people so that they could give us feedback on what we were doing.
And you could see that the show started with these like longer breaks and then it moved into a bit more of a radio. The segments got shorter, they're a bit more regular segments, and it became very much like, I mean, effectively this show is a radio show with much less ads. I mean, no free ads.
Yeah.
But much less ads.
And no music.
Yeah. Yeah.
No music.
Because we've done it for 4 years now, we think that most of that, our ability to garner as much skill and experience that we can in this format is probably completed. We've run the New York Marathon and we're ready to run a different one.
Yeah, and it's very much like not saying that, oh, now we know everything.
No, far from that.
That's not what it is. But we feel like we have developed as much as we can in this iteration. Mm. And if something doesn't change, well, then we won't change. Like, we could keep putting out the show that we put out forever.
20 years.
Like, that's no
years.
Problem. Right? And then, but that's not what we want to do. We want to put forward something really good, something that challenges us, something that develops our skills and is really fun. And at the end of the day, is like us just talking. And you'll see, like, on the Tuesday show, it was very much more like one of our older episodes where it's just like long extended stuff. And you'll see there's probably more laughing in that than there probably has been before, because we're not coming in and just ticking the box, which is what we probably were doing probably for the last maybe 3 or 4 months, probably even longer. I don't know. Show, and it's hard too, because some of the showies probably know. And the last thing we would want to do is have people who have committed to listening to us for a long time go, this is a bit shit.
Like, or this isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, we always want it to be as good as it used to be. And like, the reasons for that, there's a whole bunch of reasons for that, right? And then, you know, one of them is kind of the logistics of it all. And like, when we record, that kind of impacts what type of show we have. And that's something that we'll look at in the future if we're going to change it, is kind of recording at maybe some different times, because that definitely impacts the type of content that you're going to make. But then with that time as well, and this is the other thing, like, Adam and I, you know, a lot's changed since we started the show. Like, we were both not married. Adam didn't have a daughter. So there's like all of these other time components that play into it. And we kind of look at our time and we're like, is spending our afternoons on Thursdays, well, at some stages it was like morning into the afternoon, we'd spend the full day. Is this the best use of our time to maximize, one, anything that we want to develop? Like, is this the best expression of our creativity using that whole time? Financially, is this the best option for us? Because I think that needs to be accepted too. If we weren't doing the podcast, does that opening up of space create time to do other projects? And the answers were yes for all of them, right? It became much more of like, we felt like we could use that time better for other projects, or the want to use it for other projects was probably became more apparent.
Well, because you only have a finite amount of free time per week. And if you then take up, we would use a lot of that time to make this show, which then prohibits you from creating other things. So that's it, showies. We're taking a break. We don't know when we'll be back. We can tell you we will be back at some point.
Yeah,
we just don't
definitely
know.
Committed to that.
We just don't know when.
Yeah, we kind of spoke to each other about it, about what we wanted to do with the show. And this was like a nice Europe chat where it was like, what do we want to do with the show? And it's like, well, we both want to do a show. We love hanging out with each other. We love talking. We love that aspect of it. We love creating things with each other.
Should have made this clickbait and we could have like pretended that we had a big argument.
Oh,
that's a mistake.
See, disingenuous, yeah. Though. Disingenuous? Just
yeah,
ingenuous.
That's right. No, disingenuous.
Disingenuous, yeah. So, so we wanted to create a space because, you know, like with ideas, the big thing at the moment is people are acknowledging that if you're always full, well, you're just full. You can't, there's no space for new ideas and new creation. So we decided that, you know, the podcast was the thing that we needed to step away from.
Pair back,
exactly, so that we could do that.
So, showies, thank you. Intimation, thank you. We're taking a break because we want to create something that we can fully put ourselves into rather than not half-ass it, but rather than 90% it.
And we hope you join us for that too.
We'll be back. We don't know when. So for now, let's play the hits. We've got top three, and then we have one last crack at the quiz to go out on a high.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Imagine if we get 30.
Can you imagine? Oh, sorry. Before we finish this segment, thank you to all the guests that came in.
Oh, absolutely.
Massive thanks to all of the guests. They were a really big part. A really nice pivot for us in that year too. We started adding the guests in on the Thursday, which was really fun, just having those conversations.
Nice excuse during lockdown as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to talk to people, which is one of the things that we really love. So thank you to all of the guests for volunteering your time. We, you know, you made the show better. We appreciate it.
Our last top three.
Top three.
Top three, where we rank three things under a topic.
Top three. Things to pack for Europe.
It's Europe season. Everyone is leaving. Everyone's getting on a plane. We've already done it.
I don't
We've
know if you
there.
Know.
We've been back.
Simon's been to Europe.
I've been to Europe. I've already been, guys. I've checked it out. Pretty good. I would recommend going.
You should. So when I paused before, it's because I thought that dude was Kelly Slater that just walked by.
Is it Kelly Slater?
It is not.
Oh, bro, that would have been sick.
I know. That's why do you think I paused?
If that was Kelly Slater, I would have left. That's sick.
All right, top three things to pack for Europe. You can start us off.
All right, my number three thing to pack for Europe is... Oh, I was really torn on this one. Mm-hmm. Suitcase with wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know it seems silly, but I went back and forward with this over...
The argument is that you're not packing your suitcase, though.
Well, you are packing your suitcase.
Are you?
Well, yeah, you're packing
it. You pack your suitcase, but are you packing your suitcase? Mm,
correct. Correct. No, suitcase versus backpack.
Oh,
that would be the argument
that I would bring up, right?
Okay. Yep. Do you take suitcase? Every other time I've taken a backpack, tell you what.
Yeah, me too. I did first time four-wheeled suitcase to Europe. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Much easier in-room experience.
Yeah.
Terrible transit experience.
Yeah, easier to repack, harder to get around.
Like if you were on a trip, like if you're doing a Kentucky or a bus about or like a tour or anything like that.
You're staying in hostels.
Suitcase, I would say.
You mean backpack?
No, I reckon suitcase. Like if you're doing like a Kentucky, because you're not actually transporting anything anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you are not doing those tours, but you are also moving as much as those tours move.
So you wish you had taken this backpack?
No, a suitcase. Because we had cars. Like ours was very organized.
Yeah, right.
Ours was like door-to-door stuff.
Because you're rich.
Well, I'm 36 years old, so I'm richer than I was when I was 20 eating Centrums and bread because I had no money.
Centrum and bread.
Yeah, bro. I always remember.
I can't afford anything, so I'm eating multivitamins.
I was in Croatia, and they didn't have the euro, and I didn't want to get more Croatian cookout, so I just ate bread and Centrums for 3 days. And then just I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I still ran out of money because I'd priced it out and the bus, far out, I had to get a bus to get the bus, had no money for the bus. So I had to ask a stranger for money. I had to beg. Centrums and bread and begging in Croatia. That was my story. So that's my number three, suitcase. I like the suitcase experience. Four wheels, easy to wheel around. God, it was a nightmare carrying it upstairs. Mm. But when it was good, the in-room experience, when it was good, it was great.
Mm.
That's my number three.
That's good.
That's my number three.
My number three, it's very simple. It's more jocks than you think you need.
Brilliant. Great job. I took 20 pairs.
You're only away. You're away for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, I was only away for 3 weeks. That'd be one a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took 14 for 20 days.
Love it.
So I mean, I only have to do half a wash.
They also don't take up any space.
Yeah.
So just get them in there.
Back them in.
Get them in there.
Yeah, and then I took 14, and then I bought more because my bag got lost. Which also, as a side note, the best thing ever that can happen to you when you go overseas, get your bag lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
you know you're going to get it back in 24 hours. I got $300 worth of free shopping, and Rach, who had no clothes in my bag, actually, if you're listening to this,
had heaps of clothes in there.
So many clothes. She also got $300 worth of shopping.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That's so
good.
What a
sick jacket for like $200 is dope.
I love it. It's like, here's $300. You're like, I'll buy one thing. Yeah. I've got no clothes. I'll buy one item. That's so good.
So yeah, more jocks than you think you need.
My number two thing for Europe packing, capsule wardrobe.
What's that?
You know what capsule wardrobe is?
No idea.
I saw her on TikTok. Christine Fernandez. Mm-hmm. So good. It's just, she just gives you, and she does it for women, but then you just like pivot it across to men because it's the exact same. Yeah. She gives you like, take these 10 things and you'll get 37 outfits.
All right.
So you're like, great. I'll just take 10 items. It's fine. And it's like the wardrobe items are like white t-shirt, cream t-shirt, colored t-shirt, cream pants, dark pants, colored shorts, light shorts, two pairs of shoes.
Right.
Like it doesn't include socks and jocks. And then like one matching set, like a shirt and matching pants.
Right.
And then, but everything goes together. So before Gab and I went, we just got our capsule out. So like both pairs of pants go with all the t-shirts.
Right.
All the shorts goes with all the t-shirts.
Yeah.
This t-shirt goes with that shirt. It just was the best. Like, yeah, like I did I not overpack.
I had a pair of white pants that I wore once on the trip.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like I mean, granted, the only problem is that when I look at the pictures, I'm wearing the same clothes all the time. Mm. because I took three pairs of shorts and I just wore the same pair. But what I did not do was overpack.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't anything that I took that I didn't wear more than one time, which was just unreal. And it took all the stress out of packing. Like we literally watched her video and then went, here, this is what it sounds like.
You only have 10 pieces. Literally. So fun. Capsule wardrobe for a 2-week summer holiday in Europe. Part two, outfit time. If you miss the individual pieces, go to part one. Black tank top, colored shorts, black slide. Black bathing suit can also serve as a top. Black bathing suit.
Unreal. So she just walks you through it. And you're like, okay, cool.
That's pretty good.
So you just write that down. That was my number two. Capsule wardrobe. Check it out.
My number two, and like it's very obvious, passport.
Yeah.
Like you just need it. You got to have it.
Yeah, you do. You do.
You just got to have it.
Yep.
Like you just need to have it.
Take it.
You have to.
It could be number one.
It should, arguably should be both of our number one.
Yeah, it should be number one.
Because like really... you can buy any of this shit over there.
Yep.
You can buy anything that we're putting packing here. You can go suitcase free.
Yep.
If you have your, if you got your passport with it, you can get through.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I mean,
Gab lost her passport at one point.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. She was doing tax returns tax returns in Italy and then gave her passport over to the guy to do the details. Didn't get her passport back.
Oh, good.
Didn't realize until she went to security.
Oh my God.
Which was on the next floor up and an hour later. It was bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
So then she's frantically running around while I'm on the
side. I can imagine she would have dealt with that stress very well.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect. But she did find it. Apparently they were running around the airport trying to find it.
Good.
Yeah, it was
all
bad.
Right. Your number one thing to pack for Europe?
This is the greatest packing
hack. I reckon we're going to go number one. I reckon we're same number ones here, Bron.
The greatest packing hack for Europe that has ever existed.
We'll say it on three. Ready?
One, two, three.
Power board. Oh,
powerboard.
So good.
Take a 4-plug powerboard.
Take a 6 one if you want.
Unreal.
Yeah.
They pack super easy.
Yeah.
You need one adapter.
One converter.
And you just plug that in and then you can charge your phone, your watch.
Your Kindle,
your laptop, whatever you want to charge.
Your headphones.
Unreal. Powerboard.
So good.
They're
so good.
It is actually so good.
They're so good.
Number one by far.
By far.
By absolute far. You got any Hon mentions, Bron?
Mine was also going to be a powerboard. Oh, they definitely. I'm not going to lie.
Side note, they should have been called Bron mentions.
Bron mentions.
How
yeah.
we've missed that until the last episode is outrageous. Bronorable mentions.
Bronorable mentions.
Oh my God, we're idiots. This is why we're finishing, guys.
Guys,
because we didn't have the time to commit to making up
Bronorable
mentions. Bronorable mentions.
Far out.
I also really like a good pair of sunnies on a holiday.
Yeah, good. Yep.
And comfy shoes are also a must.
Yeah. Any recommendations specific?
Too many shoes.
You took too many?
I mean, it's just an inconvenient amount because I had like dress shoes for the wedding.
Yep.
I had Birks, I had runners, and then I had like kicks. So
that's the right amount.
But it just felt like it took up a lot of space because it's 4 pairs.
The
it
runners
just felt like a lot.
Granted, I didn't wear the runners that often.
We did heaps of walks.
Yeah, okay. I didn't wear them, and now I've got bilateral Achilles tendinopathy, so I should have worn them.
So maybe take runners.
So maybe take runners and wear them. Yeah. Don't just wear shit shoes.
Yeah.
To your point, Bron. Do you know, honourable mention for me, packing blocks.
Oh, packing cubes.
Packing cubes.
Yeah.
They're bloody unreal.
Rach had them, yeah. I didn't have them.
Oh, mate, they're very, very good.
Yeah.
Really helpful. Like, it just keeps your 20 pairs of jocks all together.
No, I would say pack something that has... like one zippable pocket that you know what's so everything that's always important goes in your zippable pocket. So I always had like passport, AirPods, like spare card would always be in the same zippable pocket. So it's like if anything goes wrong,
look there.
I know where that is.
Imagine that. So take that theory. Now apply it to every item that you've packed. Because now I know all my t-shirts are in here and all my shorts are here. And if it's dirty, it's in this one. So, like, everything in this cube is clean. I don't have to go through and be like, oh, is this dirty or is this clean? Because everyone knows, traveling, the hardest thing to navigate is dirty clothes. Like, where do you put them? Because there's no chair. There's no bedroom chair.
I would also argue that Rach was too trusting with me with her passport. I was like, check me your passport. She's like, yep. And then would just, like, pass it to me. I was like, girl, I would not be doing that with my passport.
It's your number two.
Yeah.
So number two. I think that's a strong top three.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a really strong way to finish. Powerboard.
Good
one, two, three, powerboard.
All right, up next, the quiz. Top three. It's time for our final effort at the quiz quest.
Okay, quiz me.
What?
Quiz, quest,
or quiz?
It's a quest.
And one small step for man.
Oh, how fabulous.
Quiz me up.
Our quest to get a perfect score on the Age Super Quiz, 30 out of 30, Simon. Our best score is?
23.
23. Is that right, or is it 24?
No, 23.
All right, that's pretty good, though.
That's very good.
But
our worst score, 7. We got a 7 1 week, and that was garbage.
Must admit, I did it by myself while you were away to see how well I would go by myself. 11.
Yeah, about the same. About the same.
All right.
All right.
Today's quiz, we can call whoever we bloody want.
Absolutely. Specialty guests, contributors always.
All right. Question one. Who is the only clearly identified female character in the Winnie the Pooh books?
I'm going to be honest. Not a great start for me.
Piglet.
What?
I think Piglet's a girl. Is Piglet not a girl?
Bron?
Also thinking Piglet.
I think Piglet's a girl.
Really?
I think so.
Because there's Eeyore, Winnie,
the rabbit.
The rabbit. Yeah, they're like, there's the, what's the rabbit's name? The rabbit's a bloke. The rabbit's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. What's the?
It's Piglet. Piglet's a girl.
Okay. Piglet's a girl. All right.
All right, question two. Which international airport is built on reclaimed land on the island of Chek-Lap-Kok?
Oh.
I would argue that you've recently been to that one.
Yeah, Hong Kong?
That's my guess, yeah.
Are we going to go with Hong Kong?
Reclaimed island. Reclaimed land.
Yeah, it's there's water around
it. Yeah, and we're on a... Question two, beginner. These are the ones that you don't overthink.
Yeah.
So I reckon Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So what's the airport called? We'll just call it Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
That could be right.
Yep.
Question three, what type of pastry is used to make a traditional vanilla slice? Oh, geez, this is a tough start.
Your mum would know.
Is it phyllo?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say puff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
you reckon
it's
puff? But they're not that puffy.
It puffs up.
Oh, but is it puff?
Call your mum.
Mum wouldn't know.
She's
mum doesn't make them. She buys them. All right, let's go with Bron. Puff.
Okay.
Puff. Question four, what is the preferred wood for making wine barrels?
It'd be oak.
Yeah. Question five. Which of Bluey's friends featured in the cricket episode is the cricket fanatic? Muffin, Jack, or Rusty?
Rusty.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. Cried.
I'm trying not to watch it till I tried to watch it with Celia the other day.
Still too early.
Yeah, she still doesn't appreciate it. She
mate, I was hanging out with
loves the Wiggles.
I was hanging out with Gab's nephew. Well, my nephew too now. I'll be like, do you want to watch a Bluey? He's like, no, I don't want to watch a Bluey. Put on Octonauts. I would just put on a Bluey, not a single word from him. Mm. Just utter silence. And I'm just bawling my eyes out.
Do you want to hear greatest parenting hack ever?
Mm.
If your kid's refusing to go to sleep, but they're like, oh, I want to watch Bluey before I go to bed. Put like Bluey on in German. And they're like, mom, I can't understand it. Or dad, I can't understand it. You go, oh, it's because you're too tired. If you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, we can watch a Bluey. I guarantee you'll understand it.
He's a good one.
Tricky kids. All right, question six.
Lie to your kids. Yep.
Where is Michelangelo's fresco, The Creation of Adam, displayed?
Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, that's the one where they're like this, fingers together.
Yep.
Question seven. In which geographical feature is a caldera found? I reckon my dad would know this.
Oh, that's a good one.
I reckon it sounds like a cave, doesn't it? Does it sound like a cave? Dad. Dad's at home looking after his granddaughter, i.e., my daughter. A bit worrying if he doesn't answer.
We're in real trouble.
Oh, actually, he might be trying to put the baby to sleep. Question eight. Ian Molly Meldrum names all his dogs after which David Bowie character?
Ziggy Stardust?
That's the only one that I know. Oh, here we go. Dad, how are you?
Good, mate. Sorry, mate. I was too slow to hit the phone.
Well, that's all right. I assumed that you were putting the baby to sleep, but... got a question for you. We're back on the quiz. It's our final one.
Okay. Hit me.
In which geographical feature is a caldera found? C-A-L-D-E-R-A.
Desert.
There you go.
Love it.
That's good stuff.
Love Excellent. That from you, mate.
We might give you a call back in a sec. Oh, do you know Ian Molly Meldrum names all his dogs after which Bowie character? Is it Ziggy Stardust? That's the only one we know.
Ziggy. Yes, Ziggy. It was called Ziggy, wasn't it?
Very good. All right, we might call you back in a bit.
Ask him the next one.
Okay.
Go on, mate.
What determines the sex of crocodile embryos? I think it's temperature.
No, I've got temperature.
I think it's temperature.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right, because I remember being in Darwin and sitting on a sandbank and with my hand playing the hand and pulling out a crocodile egg.
That sounds dangerous. Yeah.
Terrifying. He'll know this next one too.
Who performed Shake a Tail Feather in his scene in the Blues Brothers 1980?
James Brown?
It was,
Dan Aykroyd?
Yep. No. What's the other one? The other one was his partner.
Belushi.
John Belushi.
Belushi. Yeah, I think he was the one. Yes.
All right.
Because on the stage and he had it, and they were singing the song and I remember him shaking his tail. Both of them might have done.
His tail feather.
Right, let's go into advance. Keep pushing. Keep going with Phil.
You're on fire, Dad. Question 11. The migration of what small bird has made Capistrano in California world famous?
No, I don't know that one.
No, I reckon, do you know who would know that?
Who?
Phil Shelley would know that, Dad. My uncle.
Yes.
He loves birds. Wild West legend Martha Jane Canary was better known by what nickname?
Calamity Jane.
Very good.
Calamity Jane.
Which 1937 painting by Pablo Picasso was named after the Basque town bombed by the Germans? Oh, you've got to know this. It's war.
No, pass. No, not an art person.
But war?
San Sebastian. What are the other ones?
Don't know. Basque town. That's Basque. That's not San Sebastian, is it?
San Sebastian's Basque. No, yeah. Right. What's the other one? Oh, no, that's the French part.
Next question, Dad.
Biarritz?
Yep.
Oh, you definitely get this. Mpantwe is the Arente name of which Northern Territory town?
Say that again.
Mpantwe is the Arente, Arrente, Arente name for which Northern Territory town?
No, pass, mate. Don't know that.
Is it Darwin or Alice Springs?
Question fifth. Last one. Which author of hard-boiled detective fiction wrote the screenplay for the film noir thriller The Blue Dahlia?
Never heard of the movie.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Dad. We've run you out. Thank you very much. See you soon.
Bye.
All right. I'm happy to stick with desert for sure.
Yeah.
The migration of what small bird? Anything from you, Bron?
I'm completely out with all these.
All right. What are we going with?
We're going to go with the bird I don't know. Pablo Picasso is it Biarritz?
Okay, cool. Let's try, Dean. What's our question for him?
Right, this can only mean one thing.
It's our last quiz ever.
Oh, and you're coming to me to save your
soul. I don't know. It's a debate of whether we're coming to you to save us or whether you're our last resort.
Oh, we wanted to give you one last crack.
I think I know you well enough, Adam, to it's the latter, not the former.
All right. You got two questions. Mpantwe, which is spelled Mpantwe, is the Arrente name for which Northern Territory town?
Well, I only know Alice Springs as a Northern Territory town, so I'm going to go Alice Springs.
You ever heard of Darwin?
I've heard of Darwin, yes, but that would be too obvious.
Yeah, I agree.
Alice Springs would be way too obvious.
All right, and then the last question, which author of hard-boiled detective fiction wrote the screenplay for film noir thriller The Blue Dahlia?
No idea.
What's hard-boiled detective fiction?
Hard-boiled detective fiction. No idea. I've never heard that terminology. And therefore, I am your last resort.
Do you know, your other last chance, the migration of what small bird has made Capistrano in California world famous?
The swallow.
The African swallow? Said with such confidence.
Blue or the blue?
Okay, we'll give you all species of swallow.
Yeah, I agree. We're making the rules here.
Yep. The migrating swallow.
The migrating swallow.
The swallow that migrates from the Europe to the US.
You're correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been a pleasure and I hope you never call me.
See you, mate.
Thanks for no help whatsoever.
Look, good energies. Always good energies on the phone.
Time. I'm not going to look at the answers.
All right, I'll tell you the answers. All right, here we go.
Who is the only character clearly identified female in Winnie the Pooh?
Kanga.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, we fell at the first hurdle.
If ever there was a sign that you'd gone too far,
yes,
that's it. I'm hesitant to read any of the other things.
Which international airport is built on reclaimed land? Check lap cock.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, good stuff.
Next
what type
one.
Pastry, vanilla slice.
Puff.
Nice. What is the preferred wood for wine barrels?
Oak.
Bluey's friends in cricket, the fanatic.
Rusty.
Nice. We're on fire. 4 out of 5. Michelangelo's fresco, Creation of Adam.
Sistine Chapel.
Nice. Which geographical feature is a caldera found?
Volcano.
Oh, dad.
Mm.
I've heard that before. Molly Meldrum names all his dogs after which Bowie character?
Ziggy Stardust.
The sex embryos of crocodile.
Temperature.
Nice. Shake a tail feather.
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says
who
like,
performed it.
Yeah, who performed it.
All right, that makes sense. How many did we miss there? 2.
Yep.
All right, the migration of small bird.
Swallows.
Oh!
That's so good.
Yeah, Wild West legend Martha Jane Canary. Calamity Jane.
Yep.
Pablo Picasso named after which Basque town bombed by the Germans?
Guernica.
Oh.
Hmm.
Mpantwe.
Alice Springs.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Which author of hardball detective fiction? Who we say?
We didn't say anyone.
Who wrote Jack Reacher?
Not him. Raymond Chandler.
Oh.
I don't know who that is. So
there you go. 4 out of 5 for beginner, 3 out of 5 for intermediate gives us 10. And advanced, we get Swallows, Calamity Jane, and Mpantwe is 9. So 19. 19 out of 30.
I mean, it's better than our worst, not as good as our best.
That's a perfect way to end it.
Bit like the show.
Showies, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you for getting in on our stupid jokes, no free ads, and all the rest.
Our search for a whack-a-mole.
Yep. Everything involved.
Our interviews with, like, some wildly famous people.
Yep.
Adrian Grenier, remember we did that?
True.
Yeah. I was looking through my phone, because this is one thing I did on the plane when I was going to Europe. I've been to Europe. I don't know if you guys know. I deleted 87 gig of photos off my phone.
Oh, wow. That's
Because I was just going through and, like, deleting the doubles. Some of the stuff we did was so good.
Yeah.
Some of the, like, the MIMP stuff, which actually started off as some very humble beginnings, which was about
wanting to help small businesses.
Correct, right? So, and that's why we did it. It wasn't to get us free stuff.
But favourite thing was to get
Although,
us free stuff.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah.
So, we might have to come back for a Christmas favourite thing.
Absolutely. I've got a ripping favourite thing, too, that I want.
Oh, what would it be?
Oh, no. You might see it on my gram later. Showies, this is it from the Adam and Simon Show in its current iteration. We are taking a break. We will be back.
Not sure when.
We don't
know
when.
Not sure how.
This isn't goodbye. This is see you later. Do you like that?
That was very, actually. Yeah, that was very, very good.
Yeah. All right. See you later.